release that came out in March this year, and it's more on the country side of things, and it's also quite good. So we're going to start off the set with a track from this new release, which is called Longtime Companion. We're going to hear the song called I See the Void. We're also going to hear music from Galore, who had an album out in 2020 on the same label, and the band Fake Fruit, who had a single out in 2022. And then we got a new track from The Hives coming up in this set, something from the reissued version of Exploding Heart's Guitar Romantic album, and much more. So stay tuned. If there's anything you want to say, give us a call here in Windsor, 519-971-3630, or toll-free from Detroit and around the world at 1-855-344-2526. You can also visit my website at revrock.blogspot.com for more info on the bands that I play and playlists. But let's get to it. More music here on Revolution Rock, starting off with this track from Sunny and the Sunsets.
Try hard to hide. I see the never let this go. and decline. You might as well.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, and also syndicating across several different campus and community stations here throughout Canada. We ended off that set with brand new music from The Hives. They have a brand new album coming out, their first since 2012, I believe. It's been a long time, and it's been 11 years, actually. And there's a new album coming out called The Death of Randy Fitzsimmons. They're also touring the U.S. for the first time in many times, in many years, I should say. And they're coming through Detroit in November, playing the L Club. It sold out in minutes, like a lot of the concerts have been doing. Yeah, they're known for being a great band. And hopefully if you're in the Detroit area, you were able to snag a ticket. And maybe if you're in a different area, you're able to get a ticket too. But who knows? That new track we heard was called Rigor Mortis Radio. The forthcoming album is called The Death of Randy Fitzsimmons, which comes out in August. Prior to that, we heard music from Manchester's Buzzcocks, some from 1978's Love Bites. We heard a track called Nothing Left. Actually, that might be 1979. Prior to that, we heard music from The Exploding Hearts, and this is a band that put out an album in 2003, really great kind of power pop influenced punk album, and it was really great. And it recently got reissued by Third Man Records, and it entered the charts, I think, for the first time ever, including when it was originally released. And it's really great. If you haven't heard this classic album, you should definitely grab a copy. And they actually, a version of the band performed at the Cass Corridor in Detroit not too long ago as well, in celebration of this album's release. And then, prior to that, we had music from Duotang. Duotang is actually a band from the 90s, based out of Canada. They had several releases out on Mint Records, and I pulled this track from the CJM archives, from their 1998 album, The Cons and Pros. And we played the title track. This actually was a band that was a two-piece that only featured bass, drum, and vocals, no guitar. But on this album, they added additional instrumentation, which you may have heard on that track. Prior to that, we heard music from Fake Fruit. We heard the track No Muitas, and it was a single of the same name. We had Galore before that with Lydia from the album of the same name, originally released in 2020. And then we started off with new music from Sunny and the Sunsets. We heard a track from March's, it was released this March, Longtime Companion. We heard I See the Void. It's a little bit more country tinged on this release. And I expect to maybe dig into some more tracks from that release in the future. That's how we started off that set. Coming up next, though, we're going to be digging back into the past a little bit with some music from Link Ray. Link Ray's album, well, he has an album called Jack the Ripper, but originally in 1961, he released the single Jack the Ripper on the Rumble label, according to the interwebs here. And the album came out in 63, so not sure what month, but I decided let's play the single back to back, the A side and the B side. So we're going to be hearing Jack the Ripper from 1961, and then we're also going to hear the B side, The Stranger, a lesser known track from this release. Then we're going to hear a trio of tracks from musician Dan Sartain. Dan Sartain passed away in 2021 unexpectedly, and he has been making music for a long, long time, mixing in elements of rockabilly and punk and garage and some surf too, and he has a lot of really great releases out there. So we're going to hear a couple tracks. We've played them many times on the show before, and we played a block of Dan Sartain tracks when he did pass back in 2021. But we're going to hear some tracks from a couple of his other releases, and then something from his most recent release in 2022. There was a full-length album that was released called Arise, Dan Sartain Arise. It was released posthumously, but it actually was an album that was already planned. Everything was already set up to be released, but it wasn't released yet. So everything kind of was, nothing was changed is what the word is for this release. So we're going to hear something from that, and then we're going to get to some surf a little later on in the program. But let's get to it. We have lots of music to get to still. If there's something you want to say, give us a call here in Windsor, 519-971-3630. Or toll-free from Detroit and around the world, 1-855-DIG-CJAM. That's 1-855-344-2526. You can also find more info about the show at revrock.blogspot.com. Right now, we're going to get to some music, and we're going to hear some music from, as mentioned, Link Ray. But first, we're going to hear a short PSA commercial, and then we will get to the music in just a moment. So you are listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM, where we redefine radio in Windsor and Detroit.